My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining in. Thank you. This is Minister Mel and Leaders of Legacy Radio, and I just welcome you. I welcome you for joining in. I welcome you. I welcome you in. As we just bask in the presence of the Lord and just appreciate the atmosphere of praise and prayer that we're creating here today on Leaders of Legacy. I just ask you to just prepare your hearts and posture your heart before the Lord today. From a place of prayer today. So what we're going to be speaking about today is praying and prayer and what it is to pray and just the lifeline that we have of prayer, and just inviting you in to just bask in the presence of the Lord today. The presence of the Lord Jesus just overtake us and overwhelm us today, and just take us into a place that maybe some of us haven't visited in a while, because we're entangled in the affairs of the world or the things that are going on around us, that, you know, we haven't really taken the time to pray and just get lost in a place of prayer. So I'm just asking you today to just posture your hearts before the Lord as we go in. I just have a brief teaching of some points on prayer that I want to share, but mostly this segment would be about praying, about prayer, and you know, just really seeking the Lord's face today, and just releasing a prayer over each and everyone that tunes in, over the broadcasting systems and over our nation, and just asking God to do what only He can do. Amen. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. We bless you. We bless you today for your presence. Your presence is so evident. Your presence is so rich. It's so refreshing. And we thank you, Jesus, that we can enter in into a place of prayer with you, Jesus, that brings us into your presence, Lord. So I just thank you and I bless you. Bless the words that leave my mouth today, Lord Jesus. Anoint them. Anoint them, Jesus, that everyone that listens under the sound of my voice would be uplifted, encouraged, and moved to a closer place in you. So I just bless you and I thank you in Jesus' name. And if I can give my message a title today, it would be Things Happen After Amen. How many of us know things happen after amen? Some of us are like Elijah's. When we pray, he does exactly what we ask. For some time, I have contemplated sharing in detail like my journey and my grief process. But from a message that I recently heard, I knew that it's time to like share. It's time to share on from the place of prayer. Too often we want people to understand or confirm what God tells us secretly, Let me tell you, stop that. Stop that and learn to recognize and hear God's voice for yourself. Learn to hear His response for yourself. Learn the voice of God for yourself. Because sometimes on this journey, people, they mean well, and you know, they'll speak things to us, but ultimately we want to follow the voice of God. We want to follow the voice of God, and the voice of God comes about from our intimate place of prayer. Recognizing the voice of God comes from our intimate place, our secret place with Him, in our prayer time, in our individual lives. We recognize His voice more. We recognize His way more. When we spend time with Him more purposely, that place of prayer builds passion within us. Amen. So get to a place where you recognize the Father's voice, the Spirit's voice, because there He will talk. There He will talk greater than any person can speak or say to you. Get to know the place of prayer for yourself. Amen. And we're called to pray about everything. Philippians 4:6 says, "Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled request before God with overflowing gratitude. Tell Him every detail of your life." Every detail of your life. God wants to know every detail. He already knows it. He already knows every detail of our lives, but He wants to hear from us. Amen. He is a God that wants to hear from us. And this happens in our secret place. This happens through our daily routines, just seeking out prayer, seeking out time alone, seeking out just doing what God, what only He can do in and through us. And that is through our place of prayer. Amen. So we are called to pray about everything. Pray about everything. He cares. He cares about every detail of our lives. He cares. He cares. Matthew 21:22. "Ask and you shall receive. Everything you pray for with the fullness of faith you will receive." And that's Matthew 21:22. The fullness of faith, not your emotions or what you want it to be. When I prayed for my son, it was my faith for his life that God responded to, not what I wanted. What I wanted so bad for God was for God to change my son, not take him away from me. But God had other plans. What do you do when the grace of God turns your life inside out? Will you stop praying? I prayed for many years, for many, many years. And for those of you that are tuning in that don't know, my son was murdered in March of 2020. And I prayed for him. I mean, I prayed for this boy for the whole 19 years that I had him. I prayed hard for him as a mother. You just pray for your children and, you know, you want the best for them. You want to see God's fullness come from their lives. And I prayed for him in the last 5 years of his life. It was a really war. It was a battle. There was a really strong battle over my son's life, over his destiny. And, you know, as a mom, I would go into prayer. I would go into prayer for hours for my son and plead the blood of Jesus over him and plead. And, you know, sometimes we go into prayer and we're demanding that God would change certain things. And you know, God just tells us to just release our cares before Him because He cares for us, to lay our burdens down because He cares for us. So in my prayer time for my son, it was very burdensome because here I am a leader, here I am in ministry, here I am, you know, doing the work of the Lord, and I can't reach my own son. but I'm reaching other people's children left and right, left and right. And but I couldn't reach my own. And that wore such a heaviness on my heart, because God knew my heart for my son. And I was so demanding that, you know, he would fulfill his purpose and do the right things by God. And then he was murdered. He was murdered a week before his 19th birthday. And it's actually my parents' birthday, the day that he was murdered. So I have to celebrate life and remember the death of my son here on this earth on the same day. Because my parents were born, both of them, and my son was killed. But I know that my son is alive and well with the Father and with my Lord Jesus. So it gives me a peace. But I could have never been able to withstand this, one, without the Lord, two, without my secret prayer place. Because it was prayer that carried me through. It's been prayer that continues to carry me. It's been getting on my face before the Lord when I don't feel like it. Not coming to Him just with my wants and my desires and my, you know, fill me, gimme, gimme, gimme. But truly, Jesus carrying me because of my posture in prayer. Amen. And there's a position that we take when we posture ourselves in prayer before the Lord. So we ask according to His will and will receive. So I thought that I was praying, you know, the Father's will for my life, for my son's life. And God had a different plan. He had a different plan. And some days, you know, I question and I wonder why, and I get mad for a moment, one moment, but I don't let it fester, because I know that God knows all things, that God knows all things. And this was part of the will, the Father's will and plan. And the 19 years that I had my son, I enjoyed it so much. I enjoyed it. I loved it. I raised them in the fear and love of the Lord. And now he's with the Lord. But many people in my shoes I have seen fall apart. There's no prayer life. There's no prayer life. Without a prayer life, we're not sustained. Lifeline to the Father, to Jesus, to the Spirit. Prayers are lifeline to the spiritual realm. So if something is blocking that, we're unstable. We're unstable in all of our ways. So what happens when your life is turned inside out? Do you run in the opposite direction, or do you posture yourself in prayer before the Father and pray through? Because that's the place that we grow, when we're praying through, when we're truly seeking, when we're truly running after the Father, after His will. We understand that the disappointment, they can't compare to the joy that's coming, to the joy that's promised to us. Amen. And we sing. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says, the good, the bad, the ugly, let joy be your continual feast. I'm going to repeat that. Let joy be your continual feast. Make your life a prayer. Make your life a prayer. And in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks. For this is God's perfect plan for you in Christ Jesus. So let your joy be continually a feast. Make your life a prayer. And in the midst of everything, be always given thanks. For this is God's perfect plan for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Joy, a feast, continual feast of joy. We pray this, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of our Lord is our strength. That has been a constant prayer of mine in this season of my life. It needs to be a prayer for all of us, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we make our life a life should be a prayer. Constantly submitting, constantly laying our lives down, constantly. And the more that we do this in the midst of everything, God's perfect plan for us unfolds. Amen. His perfect plan, as we pray, it unfolds. It unfolds before us. I want it so bad to take the lives of these boys for a moment that killed my son. For one moment. I remember a couple days being angry, so angry, and I wanted to take their lives. And then I recognized in prayer time that, wow, this is not the way that you fight for justice, Mel. This is not the way you fight for justice. This is not the way that you fight for forgiveness. This fight, this battle is only going to be won in prayer. And, you know, we didn't go to trial because everyone pleaded guilty. So, amen. That is a victory in its own that happened through prayer. I've had people praying in different cities, different states, different countries, just praying that these boys would all confess to a guilty plea in murdering my son, because there was three of them. And there was just one that just wouldn't confess to the crime. But by the grace of God, he has confessed. So we avoided trial. And this victory only came about in prayer. It only came about in prayer. And for a little bit, I felt like taking situations into my own hands. And I remember leaving my prayer closet one day and the Lord reminding me, is this not what you pray? Did you not stand outside of my house with your pastors and pray for this very thing that I have answered? And we did. We prayed that they all would confess and that I would avoid the shame and the hurt of being drugged through a trial for my son's murder. Because, you know, I just didn't want to go through that. I didn't want to take my daughter through that. I didn't want to take my family through that. I didn't want the messiness of it. So we prayed for that. And a year later, God answered. He answered exactly that. So when I'm standing on this radio show tonight as a testimony of how prayer works, not our will, but the Father's will. The Father's will be manifest, you know. And when God asked me, dare you take back what you positioned? How many times do we change our mind before the Lord? How many times do we and then the Lord answers in his way, and then we want to change our mind. We want to take back. We want to, you know, take back our word from him. This should not be. As a people of prayer, this should not be. We should be confident that what we ask, he is faithful. He is just to do it and to fulfill what he has said. Amen. And we pray without doubt. James 1:6. Just make sure you ask empowered by confident faith, without doubting, that you will receive. For the ambivalent person believes one minute and doubts the next. Being undecided makes you become like the rough seas, driven and tossed by the wind. You're up one minute and tossed down the next. When you are half-hearted and wavering, it leaves you unstable. Can you really expect to receive anything from the Lord when you're in that condition? Imagine being like a wave in the sea, tossed to and from, because you're unstable, you're undecided in your mind. You're undecided in if this is God's way. If this is God's way, God, was that you? Lord, was that you speaking? I don't know. It's my emotion. It's this. It's that. They said this. They told me to do that. And not knowing the voice of the Lord for yourself, because you haven't spent enough time in prayer, because you haven't gotten to know him personally in the secret place of prayer. The secret place of prayer is where we become intimate with him, where we become one-on-one with him. I could have never, I don't know where I would be if it wasn't for Jesus and my life of prayer. I just don't know, because I try to go to him in everything, in prayer, with everything, with all my fears, with all my cares. When I'm upset, when I'm happy, I don't forget him when things are going well. when things are going well. And I think that that's a point where we need to get in the body of Christ as a believer that confesses the Lord Jesus Christ, that when things are going well, we don't forget him. Amen. We continue to pray. We continue to thank him. We continue to believe him and take him at his word. We continue to seek him passionately and privately in our secret place. Amen. What God saw fit as the best outcome came about, and I had a choice. I could do it my way, or I could be confident in this, believing that God knows all things, believing that God saw the end from the beginning, believing that what was meant for my bad, God was going to turn it around for good, for the best of me and my family. And I believe that. I believe that. And I continue to believe that in prayer. I continue to stand fast and petition before the Lord. I continue to declare and decree that when my time ends here and I cross over, that my son will be waiting for me and greeting me. I tell my daughter all the time, he's cheering us on now to continue the good fight, to continue the faith that we instilled in him. Now he's there. He has his crown. He has his reward. And he's cheering us on to make it. Like now. So I believe that. And I stand in prayer oftentimes. Just thanking God. Just asking God. Praying that my faith would not fail. And that I release unto you tonight. That your faith would not fail. In the midst of darkness. In the midst of famine. In the midst of craziness. In the midst of lack. In the midst of undecisiveness, being undecided, being, you know, surrounded by hate and fear and all these things of the world and the darkness, that your face would not fail, that you would continue to seek him passionately, privately, publicly, that you would make your request known to the Lord like never before in this hour. Amen. That is what I'm asking. That is what I'm believing. That God would do exceedingly above and beyond anything that we could ask, anything that we could hope, anything that we could pray for. Because he's faithful. He's faithful and he's just. He is faithful and he is just. And may I encourage you with that. That he is faithful and he is just. And he will work it all out. He will work it all out. I stand on this a radio show as proof that he will work it out and he will do what he said. He will do what he said. Through the death of my son, God told me three things: that there would be a talk show, there would be books, and there would be a movement. And I'm already standing in two of them. The books are in the process. I'm on the radio releasing this program here, Leaders of Legacy. Amen. And I've started a ministry. It's called Leaders of Legacy. It's a movement for men, young men, not limited to, but focused on, you know, men in the street, men in violence, men in gangs, men in the street life, but all men, all men, all men to rise up to their position in Christ. And the books are in the making. The first book is called Shattered Expectations. So be on the lookout for that. It's called Shattered Expectations. It'll be released soon. So it's in the work. So he's faithful. The three things that he told me, they're already coming about. They're already in form. They're already in focus. They're being birthed out. That I could have only heard in my secret place in prayer with him. So I encourage you, whatever you hear the Lord speaking to you in your private place, whatever you hear, do not allow anyone's voice to corrupt what you heard the Lord tell you. There are people waiting for you to do what God has called you to do. There are people waiting. You are someone's freedom. You are someone's deliverance. What you hold is the power to break the bondage over someone else's life. Amen. So I thank you. I thank you tonight for tuning in. And I just want to pray. I want to pray with the audience tonight that your faith would not fail. And that if you do not know this Jesus Christ that I speak of, that you would right there, you would ask him into your heart. You would ask him to be Lord and Savior. You would ask him to forgive you of your sins, and he would come into your life and be Lord and Savior over your heart, over your life, that he would rule and reign. It's that simple. It is that simple to add to repenting of what you once knew as life and be made new in this life in Christ, because it's so worth it. It's so worth it. It's so worth it. And if you prayed that prayer, we welcome you into the family of God. We bless you. May your faith increase. May your faith increase as you connect and find a fellow believers and faith-based people, oh God, that believe what you believe. Amen. So Father God, I just thank you. I thank you tonight, Father. I thank you tonight, Father, for every listener under the sound of my voice. I thank you. I thank you. I bless them. I bless them, oh God. I bless them with your goodness, with your grace, with your mercy, oh God. I pray, Lord, that they have ears to hear, oh God, eyes to see, oh God, the supernatural, hearts to receive, oh God, all that you would download. I pray, oh God, that their faith would not fail in this hour, oh God, despite what it looks like, despite what they may see, despite what they may hear, despite what they're surrounded by, oh God. I pray, oh God, that they would understand that even when they don't feel it, Lord, you're still working. That even when they don't see it, God, you are still working. That even when, oh God, it's not clear, oh God, that you're working behind the scenes, Jesus, that you are faithful, you are just, your word is true, and it will establish and fulfill everything that it's laid itself out to accomplish. So I just thank you, God. I pray, oh God, that everything connected to them, Lord, it wins, that their faith, oh God, would increase, and they would understand what it is to know you in the secret place, what it is to be with you in the quiet place, what it is to love you and be passionately pursuing you, Lord, all of the days of their lives, oh God. I pray that they would understand, oh God, that prayer, oh God, is their lifeline, oh God. Prayer, oh God, is the hotline to you, and they'll never get a busy signal, because you will always answer, Lord. You will always answer the prayers of the righteous, Lord. They availeth much, oh God. So I just pray, oh God, that they would understand, oh God, that their lives are a prayer. Their lives are incense, Lord, before you. Their lives, oh God, are what you delight in, Lord. And every time they open their mouths, oh God, I pray, oh God, that they would understand that you would hear them, oh God, that you would hear them, oh God. That you would hear them, Father God. So I just thank you, God. I thank you, oh God. I thank you, God, that they're confident, oh God, that when they call to you, oh Lord, that you would listen, oh God. That you would listen, that you would hear, oh God. That you would hear, Father God, them. And they would know this, God. They would know this, that you would never leave them. That you would never forsake them, oh God. We pray, oh God, tonight, oh God, over the nations, oh God, of the world, oh God. We pray, oh God, that they would know you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior, oh God. We pray, oh God, for America, oh God, tonight, oh God, that America, oh God, would proclaim you, Lord Jesus, would come back, Lord Jesus, unto you, Lord Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that all around we are seeing nations return to you, Lord. Nations return to the heart of worship. Nations return to the living God, which is you, Lord Jesus. You, Lord Jesus, you are the way. You are the truth. You are the life. We thank you, oh God, for the opportunities, oh God, for the airwaves, oh God, for, Father God, the radio stations, Lord, the podcast, oh God, the live streamings, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We are taking, Lord, the internet and the airways, the media, oh God. We are taking it for the kingdom, oh God, tonight, oh God, that your truth, Lord, would be heard, that your truth would be preached, that the gospel of Jesus Christ would go into all the world, oh God. So I thank you, God. I thank you, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for those, oh God, that work steadily, Lord, behind the scenes, oh God, that we are able, Lord, to come in and share your truth, share light, share the love of Jesus Christ and share in your gospel, oh God, through these airways, oh God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We know, Lord, that without you, Lord Jesus, we could never make it, Lord. Without you, Lord, we could never make it. So we just thank you. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory and all the honor, oh God, because the harvest is great, oh God. The harvest is great, oh God. Send the workers, Lord. Send the workers, oh God. May those that hear, oh God, be full of confidence, oh God, in you, oh God. May they be full of boldness, oh God. May they be full, Lord, of the word with might, with power. Power, oh God, endured, oh God, endured in your strength, strengthened by your spirit, by your might, oh God, to preach, Lord, the good news, oh God. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, we ask you to fill us, Holy Spirit, once again, to fill us, Holy Spirit, once again, with a revived fire, with a renewed mind, with a renewed passion. Give us a fresh baptism in your spirit, Jesus. Ora bashete na makia sokera makia ndara bashi kiridi andara bokushi tini mi andara bakiash ria sokote ti andara bakishi nini mi andoro re bakiash etena masias iridi andoro boshe tena manini andara bakush Everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice, O God, be baptized afresh and anew, O God, with a fresh fire, O God, to bear witness, O God, into the Spirit, O God. May they, O God, speak, Lord, in their own heavenly language, O God. O God, in their own heavenly language, O God, to draw closer, closer, closer unto you, Lord Jesus. Closer unto you, O Jesus. That is the desires of our hearts, Lord Jesus, that we would draw closer, Lord, unto you, O God. So we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We trust and we believe, Lord, that you are working all things out, Lord. You are working all things out, Lord Jesus. So we praise you and we thank you, Lord. Confidently we stand proclaiming your name, Jesus. Proclaiming your name and the gospel of Jesus Christ. We bless you and we thank you. Bless each and every listener, Lord. Bless each and every one, Lord. Bless them. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he give you peace. May he give you peace. May he give you peace in times of the storm. So I just thank you and I bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. May you be blessed. May you be full of life. May you be full of joy. And may you forever be seeking him in the secret place. May you be full in the secret place where he is made known unto you. I bless you and I thank you for tuning in until the next broadcast. Be blessed, be safe, and stay encouraged. We bless you here at Leaders of Legacy Radio, and we thank you for all your support and all your prayers and all your tuning in. If you would like to contact us, you can contact us through email at enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. We look forward to hearing your prayers, to hearing your testimonies. We look forward to just interacting with you and hearing where you're from. We bless you and we thank you. God bless. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. 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 Be glorified, Jesus. Be glorified, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.